I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is Let's Talk About The Husband with me, Stephen Bailey.
And me, Zoe Lyons.
Do you think people even watch pop culture things anymore? Like, we're basically like a human, walking, talking, Grazia magazine, innit?
Is that what we are?
I think so.
Okay.
Do you think?
I don't read magazines.
You don't read magazines.
Except I did read one recently. I bought myself a little, I think it was Home and Country or something, Town and Country or something like that.
I actually shouldn't say. I'll tell you not on this.
You can't say that.
Well, I'll get sued.
Okay.
I'll tell you off this. I will tell you off.
Did you do something in Town and Country magazine?
No. But something very similar with someone that were, I can't. I'll tell you after.
Horse and Hound?
No.
Caravan a Week?
No. Right, so what happened with your magazine? I've just thought of the story and then I thought I said it and I thought, oh, that's sueable.
I bought one of these magazines that makes you feel like you're a failure.
Why? Like,
because they show you people's houses and you...
You go, my house doesn't look like that.
My house doesn't look like that. Do you ever sort of... Life is a sort of constant comparison, isn't it?
All the time. I always compare myself.
And as we all know, comparison is the death of joy.
Yeah.
So we shouldn't do it.
No.
But then when you engage in it, it's... Yeah, so I bought a magazine that was about nice houses and then I just felt like such a failure because I didn't have the mid-century contemporary... terrace overlooking my own woodland.
Oh no.
Yeah.
That's kind of how I feel when I watch The Housewives sometimes. Just be like, oh my God, these houses are so unachievable.
They are unachievable. Yeah.
Aww.
But a bugger to heat. That's how I sort of square it with myself.
Especially these days.
Oh, cost of living.
I need to find a new energy deal, but there are none. My contract's coming to an end. I'm devastated.
Oh, no. Yeah, that's hard. Well, we'll talk about that after the podcast. I can recommend a few people to you.
Yes, thanks.
Yeah.
I want a fixed tariff. I don't want any of this variable bullshit.
No, exactly. You need to know what you're...
Yes, I need to know what my outgoings are.
Can you also just get like a hot water bottle and a... Do you like an electric blanket?
No. We used to have to pay for that. It's plugged in the wall.
Yes, you do. I don't like an electric blanket. Let's
have the heating on.
I can always feel the wires. And
it feels like you've wet yourself.
Well, I haven't pissed the bed since I was about five, but I'm convinced that if I had an electric blanket, I would piss the bed and electrocute myself.
Yeah.
And then it would just be, what an awful way to go. In your own
Or a brilliant way.
Well, no, because it would be hot and pissy.
Yeah.
And people would just go, oh, the smell.
Yeah,
oh.
They'd find you sooner because of the smell, though.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sort of warm pee smell that you sometimes get on train seats.
Oh, sometimes. I think these days trains always stink of piss.
Don't they?
I'm shooketh if there's one that doesn't.
Yeah, I had to get a train back from Glasgow to Brighton. That's a journey.
That's a journey.
And if you've got, I struggle to sit still. By the end of it, I was going insane.
Too much. Why didn't you fly?
Because I was working for the BBC.
Oh, environment.
Yeah. Anyway, I sat down. It was quite a busy train. You know when you sit down and then it's usually about 4 minutes later, a slight warm waft of seat piss hits you and you're like, am I sitting in seat piss?
Sometimes it's so strong you're like,
Have I pissed?
Yeah. I cannot bear trains in this country. Honestly, I could talk about this all day. Mm. The cost of living, bullshit.
Yeah.
Then trains, they never work. They're always late. The ticket price are too much. Then they stink of piss. And then with that, I got on a train recently, Manchester to London, and it was the hottest day.
Mm.
The aircon was broke, and they were just kind of like,
sorry.
Tough shit.
Yeah.
And they'd already cancelled like 3 trains that day. And then the other thing they did was they made an announcement saying the shop in coach C is now open, but there's no card machine and we have no cash on board. So how do you tell me how am I paying for that thing? Do you know what makes me laugh though? It's because you have a little rant about it online.
Hang on, the shop is open?
Yeah.
But you can't pay by card or cash?
No.
What are you supposed to do? What, sexual favours? How would you pay for your crisps?
I couldn't figure it out.
Yeah.
All I could think about was going, is this just a roundabout way of saying you can only have something if you've got the exact,
like, money
to the pence?
Okay, right, yes.
Right. But first of all, we live in a cashless society now.
Yeah.
So that's ridiculous. And also, they said, what I thought was ridiculous about going, with having the exact money. I just thought, no, like, no one carries cash. I don't...
Mm.
Oh, but then I went on Twitter and was like... Just quoted what they said. Mm. Was like, the shop is now open in Coach D, but we don't take any cash or card. And then the amount of people that was like, well, why don't you just, I've got a solution for you, just carry the correct cash.
Oh yeah, that's what you do. Like,
I just couldn't believe, and this is why we're in the situation where we are. Because in France, you know what they do? Riot.
Yeah.
Set things on fire. What do we do in Britain?
Moan.
Blame each other. Well, why don't you carry the right cash? Why don't they get a card machine that works?
So that's an interesting concept, having to carry the right cash for everything. So you'd need several of every denomination of coin and note.
In a world that doesn't have cash.
Like carry your own till with you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. When I got the train back from Glasgow and the shop opened... The guy over the tannoy went, just to let you know now, folks, the shop is now open in Coach C for Charlie. And my brain went, my God, they're selling cocaine in Coach C. It's the only way I'm going to get through this train journey. Coach C for Charlie. I was like, I'll have some of that, Charlie. Thank you very much. That'd be lovely.
I can't bear when they do the announcements, you know, where they list everything. We have a selection of hot drinks, including coffees like cappuccino, lattes, mochas, and teas. We have breakfast tea, peppermint tea, chamomile tea, and we've got a selection of chocolate bars like a Kit Kat. I was like, okay,
we get
it. Off the tannoy. We're back in Brighton.
I always get anxiety using train toilets.
In case they open on you.
I've had that happen.
I thought you would.
I've had that happen. I've had it happen. And it was so mortifying that every time I use a train toilet now, I'm still... Because there's 3 buttons, aren't there? Yeah. Open, close, lock.
Yeah.
And I get so panicked that it's not locked that I'll lock it, unlock it, lock it, unlock it, lock it, unlock it, lock it. Yeah, to make sure that it is locked. Because until you've had that moment where a train door... gently, because it opens so slowly, and it's like the shittiest reveal as you're sat there, knickers round ankles. It's just like a horrific birthday surprise for somebody as the door opens and you're like, and it's all, the button's way too far away for you to. You have to make
Save
a choice.
Yourself.
Yeah, you have to make a choice in that situation. I sit here. In my shame, and I wait for them to slowly close the door again, or I lunge for the button and risk pissing all down the back of my own leg.
Which did you do?
I sat there and I waited for them to shut the door. And it was the longest 30 seconds of my life as it sort of squeaked mechanically into, like, because it's never a gentle glide either. It was like... I once got trapped in a train toilet with a nun.
In a toilet with a nun?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, what do you... How? Why?
So, coming back from Birmingham, a woman got on behind me and she was struggling quite a bit because she wasn't very mobile. And the train was delayed. Ooh. And I heard her sort of complaining, you know, blah, blah. She was like, oh, and I need the loo and I can't go on my own. And I was like, oh, God, sorry.
Oh, no, you're going to take a woman to the toilet.
I thought, okay, I can do two things here again. I can, you know, hide. Or I thought, what would, you know. Anyway, so I went, would you like me to help you to the toilet? And she said, yes, please. And I got her up and we went through the dividing doors on the train. And first of all, she got caught in that, like, because she was too slow getting through it. And it caught her in the door and she screamed, like, she was like, ah! Oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. Then I got her in the loo and I said, I'll wait outside and you just let me know when you, you know. So I deposited her in the toilet, shut the door.
Oh, no.
And then she was ours. Like, it was just, it was good. Like, I was like, oh, I couldn't quite hear her. I couldn't quite hear her. I was like, oh, my God, what do I do? You know, like 10 minutes in the loo. I was like, oh, God, what do I... So in the end, I had to sort of slightly crack open the door and say, are you all right? She was like, I can't get my pants up. So I ended up having to go into the toilet with her and pull her pants up. Turns out she was an ex-nun. She asked me then how I felt about God. And I was like, I feel like there is no God at this moment.
Have you ever had a poo on a train?
I'm going to say yes.
I definitely have.
Yeah.
And only once and never again.
Yeah. I'm going to say not a relaxing experience, no. That.
When I flushed the toilet, it all started to come back up.
No.
Yep.
No.
Yep.
Oh, no. That's the stuff for nightmares.
Die. Yeah. I honestly was like...
Did it...
Oh, my God.
Touch the rim?
Yeah. At one point, I thought...
Oh, God.
It's coming on me. I've just got to dump out. And look at it. Rose, 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 rose. It didn't go away, though.
Oh, no. It just happened.
It just stopped. And I thought...
What did you do?
I put my ear to the door.
Oh, no, no,
I thought,
it
doesn't sound like it was outside. And I just made a getaway. Get away.
Because you can't come out and go, I didn't do that.
No, because I did. I definitely did.
Because you definitely do that. Because if you didn't...
You would have just been in and out.
Yeah, yeah, you'd have been in and out.
But luckily no one was there. That was the only saving grace. But I was like...
Have you ever done that in somebody's house?
No. I mean, I pooed in someone's house, but it's gone away.
Yeah, but have you ever had it where it hasn't gone
no,
away?
No, have you?
Yeah, you have to sort of break it up with a toothbrush. It's just...
Their toothbrush. Right. So we've spoke about trains and poos.
All right, yeah.
What are we actually talking about?
Okay, well, I've gone a bit rogue this week.
Oh, I love it. I do love it. I think poo is the conversation that unites us. Everyone's got a bad turd story.
Oh, at least one.
Yeah, minimum.
Oh, minimum.
A guy I once went on a few dates with...
Mm.
So at his workplace, they were getting the bathrooms redone. So they had like portaloos brought in. We had the purple ones, not the purple ones, like the blue ones they have. And so he went and he needed a number two jacuzzi. And he goes in and he locks it. But I don't know why it wouldn't unlock until you'd flushed.
Right.
So he had a number two jacuzzi. But it got something broke and it did that thing like my first time come back up. So it hadn't registered that it flushed. And then the toilet, it was one too many, it exploded.
Oh no! Oh no!
So he was covered in not only his own,
oh, no.
But the people's, right? And then, he had to walk back over. It was when we worked at a shop, at a supermarket.
Oh,
also.
No!
He walked back over. He was like, I think I need to go home. And they were like, well, we've got no one to cover your shift. He was like, I'm covered in human feces.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
It's one of my favourite stories ever.
Oh, such bad things happen in Portaloos, don't they?
Such bad.
Oh, God. Yeah. Anyway. Right, what are we talking about? Oh, I've picked a... you've probably never even watched this.
No, I gave it a watch when you told me to. Duck...
Dynasty.
Dynasty.
Yeah. It's really popular in the States, Duck Dynasty.
Do you have the... Is that the viewing figures?
No, I tell you what, because I sort of... I Wikipedia'd it.
Yeah.
It's a reality TV show set in Louisiana.
Of course.
Of a family, the Robertsons, who make duck calls. And they've made... They basically go duck hunting. That's the outline of the show. They all look the same.
Yeah.
They've all got massive beards and bandanas.
I thought it was a parody.
Yeah. I wasn't sure about it.
Yeah.
But it's made so much money.
How much?
In the 5 years that it was on air, the advertising revenue was 80 million quid.
Bloody hell.
And then I read something about the merchandising, which was like 400 million quid.
Merchandising?
Yeah.
What do they sell?
They sell duck callers.
What is a duck caller?
Right, I'm going to Google you a picture of a duck caller, because I didn't know what a duck caller looked like either.
I thought... So Zoe's got some notes, and on it, it looks like it says dick callers.
Oh, it does look like a
and
dick
I thought,
caller.
Oh, do we have a new segment on the podcast?
Yes, dick callers. Dick caller.
Dick caller.
A duck caller is a little thing, you know...
Oh, is it like a gazoo? Like we go, doo-doo. Yeah, it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, but...
Makes a duck noise, so then the ducks come and you shoot them.
Yeah.
Unacceptable.
Yeah.
And they come.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Bam.
Bam. You can get so many different sorts of duck callers. I had no idea.
You mentioned this to me a few times, Duck Dynasty. What attracted you to said show?
I think that part of America is fascinating, Louisiana.
Yeah.
Have you ever been down that way?
No, never.
I've been once. My brother used to live in Louisiana.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, well, you say that. Remember once he came back, he phoned me, he'd come back from a run, which is not an easy thing to do in Louisiana because it's like...
marshy.
And really, really hot.
Mm.
And there was a cottonmouth snake on his doorstep.
I don't know what that is, but I don't know if I want to.
They're not very good for you. And I think a neighbour had to come and do something with a shovel.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So I find it fascinating, that part of the world. See, so this family owned Duck Commander, which is a hunting company selling duck callers, and they make an awful lot of money.
How do you think they even came up with, like, there's going to be a demand for this show?
What do you mean? Like, this show?
Like, for the TV show, who sat there and thought, this will be good?
Well, I suppose because they are Louisiana characters. And with that obviously comes, I'm going to say, quite a heavy dollop of Christianity and just a smattering of homophobia.
Yeah.
Yeah. I always wonder how we would...
Fair.
Yeah.
Not well.
I don't know.
Do you mean in Louisiana?
In general. With
the duck people.
With people like that. Yeah. Yeah. My brother also used to live in Alaska.
Oh, yeah.
And I've sort of encountered people like this. And at first you think they're going to absolutely hate me. You know, it's like when we do gigs in places where you go, God, they're going to absolutely hate me.
And then they're great.
And then they're absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you find out you have more in common than you have different. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's just they look, shop duck calls. I'm going to look. Now, does this not look to you like...
I think you should buy one.
I think so. A duck caller. So here we go. They've got the 6-in-1 pintail Wigian duck call, which I think looks like a cross between a bong and a shiwi.
Yeah, it does look like it. I was just going to say it looks like a bong.
Yeah, it looks like a bong or a shiwi, doesn't it? A lot of these look very sexual somehow. That's new.
That looks like a bong, the one that says new.
That's a Goose Commander Canada duck call,
$32.99. I don't think that's that bad.
Don't you?
Do you?
What, for a duck caller?
Well, if you want to call ducks, it's not that bad, is it?
Well, then you can get the teal hen duck call for $11.99.
But I don't want a teal hen duck.
It's amazing that the Canadian geese seem to be more...
Well, the jackets are dearer.
Yeah, I don't know if that's connected.
Oh.
Yeah.
Canada goose.
Yeah.
One's...
Limited edition.
Limited edition, yeah.
Yeah.
That one looks like a clip flicker.
That one's the cut down Reacher, limited quantity, $40 nearly.
Well, look at the one next to it, the Phil Robertson Pro Series. It's $59.99, $74.99.
Wow. Phil Robertson Pro Series Oak Duck Call. Oh, it's more expensive if you have it engraved.
I'd get it engraved.
I'd definitely get my duck call engraved.
Yeah, defo. You don't want anyone to rob it.
And then,
that looks like a click flicker, the duck call replacement parts.
Oh, yeah, that's like a sort of, that's a kit. Yeah, need to replace parts of your duck call. What parts would need replacing?
The bit that sounds like a duck.
That is the duck call.
Maybe there's like a different, you know, like we've all, do you have a flamingo in your garden?
Yes, I do.
Maybe it just changes, like...
Yeah, okay.
Our voices change. Maybe a duck's voices change.
Maybe they're more sophisticated than I'm giving them credit for. Maybe they're like the sort of, the bits of a flute.
How did they get 5 series out of this TV show?
I've no idea.
Like, it's just following them shooting ducks,
isn't
it?
Shooting ducks and beavers. And set it, like, blowing up beavers with dynamite.
Beavers.
Yeah, because beavers build dams and the dams cause problems. Yeah, then they shoot. Have you ever fired a gun?
Yes, have you?
Yes. Tell me about your firing a gun experience.
So back in 2019, she hosted a show called Celebs on the Ranch, which was on a ranch in Arizona.
That's right.
And one of the challenges was to do clay pigeon shooting.
Right.
But with real guns. And I asked if I could have a gun. I had a gun. I did not like that.
Shotgun?
Like a pistol.
Oh, no, not a shotgun then.
Oh.
Like a pistol.
Like a pistol.
That is different.
I thought a shotgun was a pistol.
No, a shotgun you'd put on your shoulder. I'd have double barrels.
Oh, no. It was like this. Oh. Like the use two fingers and a thumb one. Like,
yeah.
And, but I couldn't believe the force of, like, your arm really goes with it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I didn't like it.
No?
I do not know how to do it, but I did like being in Arizona. Once again, not a natural habitat for us.
No.
But very welcoming.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Very welcoming. So have you shot a gun?
Yes.
Who did you shoot?
I shot a semi-automatic shotgun or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what they call it? Semi-automatic? No, maybe I've got that. It was a shotgun.
A semi, yeah.
In Alaska. Went to a shooting range with my brother. And the ease with which they just hand you a gun was... I don't think they even looked at my passport.
Well, they say, don't they? It's like, I can't believe you are banning drag queens in states, but not
guns.
Yeah.
And we shot clay pigeons. And I quite enjoyed it.
I kept missing.
But a shotgun will absolutely... You've got to be really careful where you put them.
Can dislocate your shoulder, can't it?
Oh, God, let's not go there. I've got form. yeah. But we were just sort of happily, sort of, you know, like bang, bang. So it's two cartridges
bullet.
In there.
Oh, yeah.
But the people in the range beside us were using, like, machine guns. To shoot clay pigeons. And I just thought, wow, this mm-hmm. it's a bit much, isn't it? It's like a machine gun.
What do you think it is with people and guns?
Well, it's so ingrained in the States, isn't it?
Yeah,
the right to bear arms and that sort of protecting your plot. They're brutal things. They are brutal, brutal. The idea of hurting somebody with a gun, no, not for me.
No,
anyway,
not for me.
Have you ever been hunting or fishing?
I've been crabbing. I knew you'd like that, but it's also true. I knew you'd enjoy that. I used to go with my granddad in Devon.
This is why we don't have shows like this in this country.
Yeah, yeah.
Crabbing with Stephen Bailey.
What could it be? Like duck dynasty, crab.
Crab shack, crab.
Crab.
Crab chronicles.
Crabbing chronicles.
The crabbing chronicles. A sideways look at life.
It's so boring though, isn't it? Because it was like you just put your thing down.
Hang on, how'd you catch a crab?
Sleep with a bad man.
Absolutely. How did you catch a crab?
slept with a bad man. No, so you put, yeah, I don't really remember. We had like crabbing rods and they click on. Mm. You put them in your bucket. I do it with my granddad. What, you just like a child.
So you just drop it down, the crab hangs onto it and then...
Yeah, I think so. And then more fill the crab for grabbing on.
What did you do with the crabs?
I think we just threw them back.
Right. Not much meat.
Well, I've never eaten crab ever in my life.
Have you never eaten crab?
No.
Haven't you?
I only had lobster 2 years ago.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Not for me, all that funny food.
Don't you like a lobster?
I like a lobster roll. I don't need to be click-clacking anything.
No, it's involved, isn't it?
Although we went to Burger and Lobster recently, that's a dear do, isn't it?
It is quite dear.
Oh, it's a dear do. It didn't used to be that dear.
I think any food that comes with a bib and a hammer...
should not be that expensive.
It shouldn't be that expensive.
I heard as well, lobster was what they used to give the poor people because it was, like, cheap. And then it was only in, like, the last... I don't know, 40, 50 years or something when they decided to make it for rich people.
Mm.
But originally it was for poor people.
It's the same with oysters. Are you getting confused with oysters?
No, maybe.
Yeah. Have you ever had an oyster?
Oh, no. I've only just had a mussel in recent times.
Really? Have you never eaten an oyster? No. I love an oyster.
Took me a while to even have fish and parsley sauce.
That's okay, yeah.
Do you know, in the boil in the bag?
I've been horrifically ill from oysters about 3 or 4 times in my life and I still eat them.
Why?
Really like them.
You can't. Yeah. Is that weird?
Cindy and I had had oysters and we'd gone out for lunch, we'd had some oysters and about 4 hours later we were at home.
Yeah.
And... Cindy went, I don't feel very well. And I'm like, oh, my God. She went, no, I really don't feel very well at all. And I was like, oh, no, it's the oysters, isn't it? Because I was looking at her going, oh, this is going to hit me any second too. And she was like, oh, no, I don't feel well at all. And then just threw up.
Right?
And I was like, oh, my God, it's me. Because I was watching her going, oh, God, this is coming my way.
Oh, no.
And then the next thing I knew, it hit me. Like, I was like, oh, my God, here it comes. And we had to go to bed because we were so ill. And I was... I threw up, right? And Cindy got up to help me because I was like, I couldn't get out of bed.
Oh, no, it's going back to poo, isn't it?
I couldn't get out of the bed quick enough and I just threw up over the side of the bed. Like, it's awful. Cindy was like, oh, my God, she got up to help me, right? Got me a bucket. And as she walked away, I went, oh, no, Cindy. She walked up to, you shut yourself.
Oh, my God.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
So you're in bed.
Yeah.
And you cock out the side to vomit.
Yeah.
Right.
And she gets out the other side to help.
To try and get a bid or something.
Yeah.
And she stood up.
She shat herself.
It just shot.
Yeah. But I still eat them. I love an oyster.
That would have been me done for life. That would have been me done.
It was absolute carnage.
Oh, God, you can't make me laugh like that.
It was absolute carnage. Oh, God. Could you? Okay.
Oh, my God. I hate when shit like that happens. I was telling you last night, wasn't it? Have you ever had those dirty nights out where you've, like, drank too much and you have a similar situation?
Yeah.
I once had burger and chips from a well-known dining establishment and I was performing at Angel Comedy Club in Angel, and at the time I lived in Oval, so not that far, right, in London. And my best friend had come to stay from Manchester. We did the gig. We went and had burger and chips. As soon as I got on the tube, I was like,
oh no.
I don't know if we'll make the journey.
Oh, no.
And then the tube did that thing where it went like, bum, bum. And I was like, oh, my God, it's moving. It's moving. It's hurtling towards us. And we finally get to Oval. And I was like, slowly up the stairs. I am crawling on my hands and knees down the street.
Oh, no.
Because if I was upright, it keeps sliding. And my theory was, if I crawl,
keep it in,
it might just stay along my back.
Oh my God.
And I was like, oh my God. And as we put the key in, I started turtling. And I literally just made the toilet.
Was it vom vom or
bum bum?
Oh no.
It was vom vom out of bum bum.
Oh no.
It's been a poo heavy podcast.
It has really, hasn't it?
Yeah, it should be an after hours one, this one.
This one's filthy. I had to have a colonoscopy recently.
Oh, yes, I forgot about that. How was that?
That's the age I'm at now.
Yeah.
But you know what? It was a very quiet month. And when I had to put the appointment in my diary, I put it in as a day's filming. Because...
Your arsehole had a camera on it.
Yeah, it did have a crew. It had a whole crew up there. A whole crew. I'm going to tell you this, Stephen, as a friend.
Please don't.
If you ever need to have a colonoscopy... and you have to take the medicine the night before that, should we say, prepares the area. Do not, for the love of God, think you can leave the house. Do not. They do put it in the leaflet. You might not, you know, need to be in proximity of it. But I would have put that writ large, like mass, like at least 18 on the font thing. Do not think you can ever leave the house. Because I took this medicine, and very much like the 90s when I used to go clubbing, I was stood in the dining room and I was like, the dining room, my lounge. And I said, this isn't working. I'm going to have to double drop this. This is nothing's working. Half an hour later, I entered the bathroom and I didn't leave for 4 hours.
Oh my God.
Yeah. 4 hours.
What did they find up there?
Some Lego I'd eaten in the 70s. And now I can finish my Death Star.
Oh my God. You're vile. Oh my God.
Yeah. But no, there was nothing wrong. There was nothing wrong. I think it was probably just wind that I had anyway.
I said to you, so basically what happened was Zoe had a sore stomach when we were on tour.
Yeah.
And I said, probably a bit of IBS, have a Buscopan, you'll be fine. Then she had to book all these appointments in. They send her for a camera operator.
Yeah.
And...
nothing. Bit of Lego.
Mm-mm. Have you ever been for the anal swap?
What is that?
You probably haven't because you're not a gay man.
No.
But you know, like, when they want to just test STIs and shit?
No.
Yeah.
Anal swab.
Yeah, so what they do is they give you, it's basically like, imagine an earbud, cotton bud, but a bit longer.
Surely, yes. Yeah,
but it's exact, the head is basically the same size, it's just a longer stick.
Right.
And then you have to, they send you into this room, you have to do it yourself.
Do it yourself?
Yeah. And it says on the instructions, insert the swab into the rectum, do a circular motion, 3 times.
With the swab, not you.
With the swab.
Yeah.
Anti-clockwise. And I just thought...
why anti-clockwise?
Well, what if you go clockwise?
Yeah.
You're going to go forward in time.
What, you just wind yourself up?
Yeah.
Like, just take off like a robotic toy.
A really gay jack in the box.
Yeah.
And I just remember that being like, it made me never want to have sex again. Because I was like, why am I winding myself up in a public toilet in Soho?
Yeah.
Like...
And then what do you do with it? Pop it in a little bag.
You have to pop it in.
Yeah.
And, yeah. But I can't remember what all the stipulations were, but it's like, don't have, like, get a poo on it and stuff like that.
Well, how do you avoid that? How have we got here?
I don't know. I don't know how we've gone from ducks to this. It went from duck to dick.
How have we gone from ducks to having a bloody...
I don't know, really. You kept going back to poo, like, several times.
Right, let's go
back to ducks. You started talking about oysters after your oyster went in.
Sorry, it was my fault.
That's what happened. I was talking about crabs, and the most we were doing was talking about... You know, crabs in the sexual place, which I've never had of you.
No.
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 What does that word sound? Dick callers.
Hunting.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Could you...
survive in the wild?
Yeah.
No way.
Okay.
Could you? You could.
Oh, I don't know.
No, actually, I think you're more dramatic than I am. I think you are someone that thinks they could, but actually... in practice, could not.
I would probably make some very, very foolish errors early on in the proceedings. And, there was that Amazonian family, that the kids that lasted for a month in the Amazon after a plane crash recently.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And they were like 12 years old down to like 2 years old, sort of that, you know, and they survived. And I remember thinking that wouldn't be me.
No. How did they survive?
They survived by foraging and, you know, drinking rainwater from leaves and that sort of thing.
How long were they lost for?
A month. Yeah. I know in that sort of situation, within, I'm going to say 5 minutes, I'd have got hungry.
Yeah.
And I'd have eaten a berry that would kill me.
How? Yeah, I feel like I would eat the
thing. I'd be like, that looks nice, I'll have that.
Yeah.
And then like...
How long could you last without food in that situation? Not like you, but like a genuine human being.
How long could one last?
Because I've got quite a lot of fat on me, so in some ways you go, it's a nice diet. Like, surely I would eat my own fat and that would sustain me for a little bit. Is that a thing?
You could definitely go a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
I mean, you'd be hungry, but it's water you need every day, isn't it? You need water. You can only last a day or two without water.
I love that. I think I'd survive if it was a bit more weird. It's like, not necessarily in the rainforest, but you know, like on that show Celebrity Hunted, you just got to get from one place to another and blag things. Like, I could do that. Like, I think I could get someone to give me, like, a bacon sandwich.
Right. Don't know how common they are in the Amazon.
No, that's what I'm saying. I don't think do it like nature.
Yeah.
But I think I could do it in like...
an urban setting.
If I was on the run from the police, I think I could get away with that. Like, I think I could get away with the police.
They'd just find you just following crumbs of a bacon sandwich.
Yeah.
Yeah. Could you, if you had to, if you were in the wild, could you kill something to eat it?
Like a person?
No, not like a like an animal.
No. You could, couldn't you?
I'd struggle.
You could kill a fish.
I could kill a fish.
Yeah, I think fish I'd be fine with. The issue I'd have is, like, I wouldn't know how to cook any of it, so there's no point in me bopping a bunny on the head.
Wouldn't you?
No, I wouldn't know how to cook it.
I wouldn't know how to skin it.
Oh, I didn't even know you'd have to skin it.
Well, you can't cook it in its jacket.
Oh.
It's not a potato.
I think I've just gone vegan.
Yeah. No, but I'm talking about a survival situation here, not just life choices on a day-to-day setting. Mm. I'm talking apocalyptic survival situation. The world's coming to an end. You're running around in a loincloth. And to survive, you've got to hunt, scavenge.
I think in that situation, I'd rather be dead.
Right. Okay.
If the world's coming to the end and I'm running around in a loincloth...
That's true.
I'd rather be dead than eat a bunny to keep running around in a loincloth.
Yeah.
Not with these rolls.
Hmm.
You know?
I think I'd struggle. I'd struggle with that.
I'd have a sugar crash anyway. I have sugar every day to then go to nothing.
Yeah, that would be
tricky. During the end of the world, it'd be nice.
Unless it's a chocolate bunny.
Oh, now that I could skin alive.
Yeah, chocolate bunny. If you caught a fish, would you know how to cook it?
Well, one, I don't think I'd catch a fish. But two, if I did manage to catch a fish, don't you just lob it on a fire?
Well, you'd have to gut it.
No, I couldn't do that.
No?
I'm not gutting anything. Oh. I won't even eat KFC on a bone.
Oh.
It has to be boneless, because I feel like that's a bit feral, eating off a bone. Rich does it all the time, and I think, you dirty bastard.
You
like,
eat off a bone?
I want a boneless banquet, or I don't want it at all.
Really?
I'm not eating off a bone. It feels a bit too caveman.
I'm going to suggest that we're not going to survive this situation.
No. Well, I'm not. You might, because you'll be able to skin me, won't you, and eat my meat off my bones.
That's true. That's true. No, I could, yeah, I could definitely cook a fit. Could you start a fire?
Do I have matches?
No!
Then no.
Oh.
Could you? You couldn't. There's no way.
Like, I know the basics. Yeah. I think you need, right, so you need some kindle. You need very, 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 very dry, like, stuff to get it going.
Well, what's that?
Like grass and
okay,
stuff.
Okay, yeah.
And then, you know when you do that thing with sticks?
Yeah.
And you rub one stick onto the... I think you need a hardwood and a softwood, but I don't know what that is.
No, I don't know. There's no B&Q or no. Wix.
No. And I wouldn't know whether a stick is a hardwood or a softwood.
We're both going to die in the forest.
Which begs the question, how did the first person create fire?
Evolution blows my mind. Like, how did you know you needed words?
Well, it was to leave notes for your fellow cavemen, wasn't it? I've left you some saber-toothed tiger in the fridge.
But would they know what your note said if you've just made it up, because you're the first one?
That is quite an interesting one, yeah.
Like, because, so how do you decide this is what this means? I find that fascinating. Like, people starting fires, like, how did you just learn to start a fire?
Mm-hmm.
I'm convinced, or I shouldn't say, if people are like me, I believe there's always been aeroplanes.
Nope. Explain that sentence.
Right.
Go on.
No, you're making me feel silly. But because, right, how is it that we're just in the air and we all think that's perfectly normal?
Well, because the Wright brothers invented the aeroplane.
But did they?
Yeah. Have you got a conspiracy theory about aeroplanes?
How did they not die? Like, because there's no way, the first aeroplane didn't just work.
No, but
did
it didn't go from Gatwick to New York either.
So
it was
died.
Like 3 foot off the ground.
Yeah. So how did you get it 4 foot or 5 foot? And how
just
did no one
practice,
die?
Practice, and people did die.
Well, why would you keep practicing if everyone kept dying?
Because they could see the market. They were like, well, if we get this going, we'll have flights to Spain in the summer.
Or people have heard how many people have died. We're just going to keep them on boats.
No, but that's just man's pushing the boundary, isn't it? That's why people, you know, and then once you've got flight, then you want to go to space. Yeah.
I think they've always existed.
No, they haven't always existed. What, like a sort of like a... Of all the conspiracy theories to have, that one's really surprised me, Stephen.
What's a good one to have then?
That is a very good one to have. Like, there've just always been planes lurking.
Rich always says I shouldn't say that to people.
Have you explained that one to Rich?
Yeah.
And what did he say?
He says, please stop saying things to people. But he doesn't like a lot of my opinions. I don't believe everyone should be able to vote. I think if you're stupid and voting for a character over a policy, you shouldn't be able to vote.
But where do you draw the stupid line? Well, having just said that you think the planes have always existed.
I think you should basically, I think to get into the voting station,
yeah,
you should have to answer like 4 questions.
Like a reverse escape room.
Yeah. And if you get them right, you can go in and vote.
Okay.
And if you get them wrong, then you shouldn't be able to.
And what if one of those questions was, when was the plane invented?
No, but it shouldn't be about stuff like that. But also then I wouldn't be able to vote. But it should be about things about, like, the country and like, what affects you and policies. It should be something about policy.
Right.
So then you have to answer the questions. So then it looks like you've well-researched and you're not just going in and ticking a box because he was fun on the jungle. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
Which that is how a lot of people vote. They go, well, he was fun on Strictly.
Well, I know. Well, that's how Boris Johnson survived for so
that's
many years,
That's kind of what
it?
I was aiming at.
He's fun, isn't he? Is he?
Yeah.
Is he, though?
That's
yeah.
kind of what I was aiming at. Like, people voted him because he was fun and because we called him Boris.
God.
Like, and so Rich says I'm not allowed to say that, but it's a very strong opinion I have. I don't think people don't vote properly.
No, I think any politician that's known by just one name as well.
Yeah.
Is, Because Boris is it's like Madonna.
Because you know
Shakira.
What else I don't get? Oh, God, Rich is going to be like, why have you recorded this?
Go on.
Why do we vote for... Right, so when a politician wants to get into power, mm-hmm. we vote on what they say they're going to do.
Yes.
That, to me, is so fucked up. Shouldn't you vote on what they have done?
But if they haven't been in power...
Like, in any other job...
Okay.
Like, you don't get a job...
Yeah.
Like, you couldn't just tomorrow walk in and be like, I'm going to be the head of the Royal Bank of Scotland. They're like, where's your banking experience, bitch?
And I'm like, well, I've had a savings account since I was 16.
Well, that doesn't count, does it? They won't give you that. They won't give you that job. But in politics, we vote for what they say they'll do. So, for example, with the Conservative Party, who've been in power for years, they've proven time and time again, they've never done what they've said they're going to do.
Mm.
And they do a lot of things wrong.
Mm.
So why aren't we voting and going, I don't care what you're going to say. Like, because if you're in power, why are you not doing it? And also, if you're a politician and want to get in power, there's a lot of stuff you could be doing in the background, even though you're not in power, to make the country a better place.
Volunteering.
And that's what we should be voting on, yeah.
Okay.
You know, like these people that go, minimum wage, that's plenty of money, but they've never lived off that money. So why do you get to decide that?
I think it's an interesting idea.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You should vote on what they've done. Like, vote on what they've proven.
I am, to be honest, though, I'm less likely to take you seriously now, though, that I know that
about
I think
plane
that you think dinosaurs had planes.
I didn't.
Wait, at what point in history do you think they came about?
When did dinosaurs stop?
Oh, it's quite a few years ago now.
I just
when
find
did,
it all so
when
confusing.
When did dinosaurs stop?
Like, did Jesus put us here or did the Big Bang put us here? Like, what is going on?
It wasn't it's all Jesus.
You're Googling when did dinosaurs stop.
When did
so it's
dinosaurs...
not a daft question.
When did dinosaurs
go extinct?
That's the right thing to say, isn't it?
National Geographic, so we've got a good source here, guys.
Yeah.
Oh, God, please don't tweet me if you think I'm an idiot. But I
no,
just
no,
think...
I find this interesting. And no, there's no such thing as...
Also, I will say, I do think, with everything I stand by, with everything I've said, I do feel like I probably am wrong, except the thing about politicians. They should prove what they have done rather than say, this is what I will do, because they never bloody do it. They never bloody do it.
65 million years ago.
What?
Dinosaurs.
But we're only in 2022. That's a joke. That's a joke. Before anyone tweets me, that was a joke.
Very good.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
65 million years ago. So, is in your mind, 65 million years ago, was there a shed somewhere with a plane in it?
No, there was a pterodactyl with a backpack that had people on.
Right.
Yeah.
Like the Ryanair of the day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't you think it's interesting? Like, I just think evolution is so... It's too much for my tiny brain.
Right. Have you heard of the Wright brothers?
Yeah, of course. It's Wright with a W.
It is Wright with a W. Yeah.
That was just to prove that I have.
And where were they from?
Norfolk.
No!
I think that was Adidas.
They were Carolina. Was it North or South Carolina?
Wilbur. That's what my friend Dominic calls his Willie.
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah, he's Wilbur.
His Wilbur?
Yeah.
Quite like that. Orville Wright. Isn't that a great name?
Where's
Orville,
Keith?
Orville and Wilbur Wright. Wow. Yeah.
Look at us getting deep. Right, what was the first airplane by the Wright brothers? 1903!
Yeah, Kitty Hawk, 1903.
I just wonder why you think we'd need it.
Well, because...
And how did it turn from that rickety thing to what we've got now?
Well, that's the evolution of mechanics, isn't it? Don't you ever look at cars and go, why is it taking us so long to get, like, incredible-looking cars? Like,
no, I think some of the older ones look really better.
I mean, they do. Like, I'm fascinated by design. The idea that you can bring something out every year that's got a better design to it.
Can I just say, by the way, guys, Zoe's looking at me like I am mad. For the past 20 minutes.
No, not mad. I'm just looking at you with different eyes now.
Oh, no.
Just slightly different
eyes.
What
do you think is insane about what I said?
I think you're in denial about our aviation.
Also, you know I don't like flying. That's the actual issue.
Why don't you like flying?
Because I'm not a bird.
Okay. Do you panic every flight?
Yes. Apart from when Peter Barlow was on.
Okay, because you thought that... Yes, you've explained this on stage.
Yeah, I just really thought... Chris Gascoigne's not going to die in an air crash.
So if there's somebody famous, more famous than you, on a plane, you suddenly feel better.
Relaxed, yeah.
So if you were to get on a plane but feeling slightly nervous and then say...
Beyonce got on.
Got on. Would your anxiety go?
Yeah.
That's odd.
I know, but I just feel like I have no luck.
And Beyonce has all the luck. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Does Rich like flying?
Yes. Well, I also have a thing about this. I don't believe anyone except a pilot likes flying.
What about the stewards and stewards?
No, I don't think they like it.
Okay.
I don't think they like our behaviour, quite frankly. Not like mine personally. I'm actually just sat there full of fear.
Now,
like hens and stags.
You're going to the States in a month. I presume you're flying.
Nope.
You're getting a steamer.
Getting a boat.
Steamliner.
I'll be there in 3 months.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, yeah, we're flying.
And how will you deal with that?
I have no idea. It's a constant debate in our household at the minute.
Would you have a little drinky poo?
No, I think that pushed me the wrong way.
Okay.
I think that pushed me the wrong way.
My
thing, what I'm planning on doing, actually, it's a weird concept, is it was staying awake for 24 hours before, so I'm so exhausted that
right.
I might just pass out.
Okay.
That's one theory I've got.
When you went to Arizona, how did you deal with that?
I think because I was with a crew, I was trying to act braver than I was.
Right.
Then I did have a couple of drinks.
Yeah.
I really don't know how I survived that.
Okay.
I don't remember. I feel like, do you know trauma? You block it out, don't
yeah.
you?
Yeah.
I'm not good. I just don't like it.
I hate being in the middle seat in any plane. I mean,
but that's comfort,
that?
Isn't
that's
it?
Just, I hate it. Absolutely hate it. Yeah.
It's not normal.
Have you ever had a bad experience on a plane?
Yeah, we got stuck in a wind tunnel.
What?
Apparently they're quite regular now because, you know, because of climate change. But so we're coming back from Ibiza, me and my family and my best friend Riggers was about 30. And I thought, this is the other thing. I can't have positive thoughts and
right.
negative things happen.
Okay.
So I thought, this isn't that bad, actually.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden...
Bit of turbulence.
I thought, why did I fucking think that? Then all of a sudden, plane pushed down.
Yeah.
Pushed backwards. And you could hear the... And even the air steward went,
yeah.
Oh my fucking God.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's when you know there's a problem.
Yeah.
Okay, because you always look at them.
Yeah. And it was like, oh my fucking God. And then...
Oh my God.
The pilot was like, oh, we got stuck in a bit of a wind tunnel there. That was a bumpy one. Da, da, da. And the air stewards afterwards coming around just to check everyone was okay. Because it was like, it really pushed it down and pushed it back.
Not backwards.
Backwards. And all the air stewards afterwards, once we got through it, were like, never in all my flights
yeah.
has that happened.
Wow.
And I thought, why did that have to happen when I was on?
Because Beyonce wasn't on your flight, that's why.
I told you.
Yeah, it's because Beyonce wasn't on that flight.
Told you.
That's my beefer. Yeah.
Right. So who's your husband of the week? We need to talk about that.
Okay.
Look at the time.
It's the time.
Look
yes.
at the time.
Yeah. Have we gone from ducks to aviation theories?
I don't know. I feel
I love
really
it.
Bad about it. So this is husband of the week.
Husband of the week.
Mine.
Yeah.
I'm going to go polyamorous again.
Right.
Are the Wright brothers.
Oh, Orville and Wilbur.
Yes.
Oh.
Because I feel like I have to give them some respect after denying them their
yeah.
achievement. Because I just thought planes were always around.
No. Do you feel know? Like we've had a little mini breakthrough with this today?
Or a breakdown.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Who's your husband of the week?
I'm going to go for the... Very lovely and beautifully charming, John Coleshaw.
Oh, why?
Yeah.
That's out of left field.
Yeah.
Pourquoi?
Because we did a little TV programme together and it was a little TV quiz show and he did so, so well. But I pipped him at the post and I really felt like I had grabbed victory out of his hands.
Yeah.
And he was so charming. and lovely. He's a very gentle, lovely man.
Yeah.
He's really very sweet. Yeah. But still whooped his ass. Yeah, that's it. And there aren't many people whose asses I whoop. I don't whoop ass a lot.
You do. You always beat people when you do those quiz shows. I'm so glad we're never on one together. Like, as in against each other.
Mm.
If we were together, I'd finally get a goddamn trophy.
Yeah, possibly.
Or I'd bring you down to my level.
Half of mine.
I'd give you, yeah. As always, guys, thanks so much for listening. Do rate, follow, share. I'm on Instagram at Stephen Comedy. Zoe's at Zoe Lyons Comedy. And when you do comment, let's just overlook everything I said about Lyons.
Yeah, let's overlook it. I think we've had a little breakthrough. I'm proud of you.
Thank you so much.
No, because that was quite a confronting thing for you. I'm proud of you. And I'll make sure now that every flight you get on, Beyonce's on it.
Thank you.
Yeah, that EasyJet flight to Bristol or whatever. There she is. Yeah. Yeah.
Till next time.
Till the next time, my friends.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Made by darkhorsedigital.co.uk. Shooting, live streaming, and podcast production.